2021 meeting of our Hawaii Island Borough Council. Of course, I will start off with asking for guidance for this meeting that we're having today. Okay. Nao ma kua mai ka la hiki a ka la kau mai ka hoku i a ka halawai. Nao ma kua i a ka hina kua i a ka hina alo i a ka kau i ka lani. O ki ha i ka lani, hoe i ka lani, nunulu i ka lani, ka holo i ka lani. Eia nā pulupula a oko nā kanake e malama na iwi o nā kupuna. E malama yoko i a mako. E ulu i ka lani, e ulu i ka honua, e ulu i ka pai aina o Hawaii. E ho mai ka ike, e ho mai ka ikaika, e ho mai ke aka mai, e ho mai ka mau papapono, e ho mai ka ike pāpālua, e ho mai ka maana. Amama uano. So again, welcome everybody to our meeting. We'll do the roll call now. I'm going to start off Lake Akalau representing Hamakua. Let it go next.
Clifford Kapono, Hilo.
I'd like to go next, please.
Kalena Blakemore, large landowner, Puna.
Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Lau Scott. Lau or Scott.
Scott Mahoney, Kau.
Mahalo Nui.
Lock Rivello, large landowner.
State Historic Preservation Division.
Kelpie Hill, burial site specialist.
And then, of course, our guests.
Aloha. Angela Meller, just interested party.
Good to see you again, Angela. Mahalo. Mahalo for the information you shared about NACRA. Mahalo Nui about that as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good to see you again. Mahalo. Okay. Minutes, Kia, are the minutes ready yet? Not yet?
Yeah, I apologize. I wasn't able to finish them, but I will have them in the packets next month. And I have Uncle Desmond coming in too right now.
Perfect. Hello, Desmond, welcome to the meeting. We just actually finished the roll. If you could just introduce yourselves and what district you represent, please.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo mai. Anybody else would like to introduce themselves at this point in time? Keolulu mai, anybody?
Uncle Des, Kau.
Okay, aloha Uncle Des, aloha mai, Desmond. Anybody else? We'll get into the meeting. Okay. So can we have a motion to defer the approval of the minutes to our next meeting, please?
I'd like to make a motion that we defer reviewing our minutes until our next meeting.
Motion been made. Can we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Motion been made by Kalena and second by Uncle Desmond that we postpone the approval of the minutes for July 15, 2021 until our next meeting. Discussion? All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye or hapai kolima. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye. Aole. Okay, the ayes have it. So, again, the approval of the minutes will be deferred to our next meeting. Okay, we'll get into our business section. And the one item, again, discussion on Hawaii Island Borough Council membership, roles and responsibilities, information and discussion, and discussion on the above item. Okay, you want to mention about the attorneys not being ready to have their meeting yet?
So I did get an email from Cindy and Linda about 2 weeks ago, and I think they're still trying to wait for responses from all the other burial councils. I think they're trying to develop something comprehensive that addresses all the concerns that the other councils had as well, so that everybody gets the same consistent training for each council.
Okay. So the training was supposed to start at this meeting, right?
Yeah, I know. And it would have been good too with an agenda like this. It would have been good to use this totally. Meeting as a training.
Totally, especially. And like I said, I would really hope that when we have this training, it's not just turn to page one, turn to page two, turn to page three. So, we can read the documents on our own. it'd be nice to have cases, yeah, where it shows examples of what happened, what took place. So we get some examples, yeah, and what were some of the resolutions that were that came about because of those cases, for example, yeah. It would be nice, but I guess we'll see when that finally does happen. Okay. I do have one item of business for sure I'd like to share. Kay, is it possible to share the screen?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
I think I have 2 items, sorry. I'll talk about this one first.
So are you able to see the share screen button?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Screen, no, not now. Where's that at? Oh, man. Hold on just a minute, folks. I'll be right back. Hold on.
No, I'm good. You can talk.
Sorry, folks. Mahalo. And press the share screen. Yeah, that's what I get. Okay, Kia, I gotta log back out and I log back in. I just got a new computer, so we'll apply some of the applications. Yeah, so I'm gonna log out, then I'll log back in. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll look for you. Oh. Yeah, here we go.
Oh.
Good morning. She's on this side.
How's she doing?
Thank you.
When was the last time she ate?
What is that? Yeah, who's iPhone OH53WU? Who's that?
Her name is Jojo Tanimoto.
If I could make a suggestion that because this is recorded and it's for public viewing, that a lot of us on the board have our names displayed. Whoever comes on should have their full name. And so when people view it, they know who exactly who's on. This is a suggestion.
If you want to stop and open one.
I'll see how she.
Yeah.
Don't order the breakfast sandwich from Subway. That's all I say. Terrible. Oh, I'm not muted.
You select here.
Okay.
And then we share.
Oh, Jesus. Did this all last year, man. You know? Okay.
So they should be seeing. Yes, we're back. See, I'll get that. Great outliner.
Yeah. Okay. Malinoy. Can everybody see the screen? Sorry about that, folks. Sorry about that delay. Okay, what I wanted to bring up again today is that a few months ago, a impromptu group was brought together, and the acronym we're using is HONI, but of course it became a Hui Ola Naivi. This organization, this group that got together includes the chairs of each one of the borough councils, but also includes Kai Markel, Hale Aloha Yao, Alan Murakami, Malia Akutagawa. So it's a pretty neat group of people. And the basic reason for it was to look at the incompetence of State Historic Places Division over the last 30 years. Yeah. Out of that came Senate Resolution 171 and the House Resolution 113 that was to asking OHA to create a working group that would take testimony from various Kanaka, especially those that A, have had concerns with their barrels through SHPD, and also those who have sat on the barrel council since it began, for example, yeah? So right here it just says, while SR 171 and HR 113 contemplate slightly different working group compositions and areas of focus, the general purpose of the requested working groups is to review and make recommendations to improve the administration of state historic preservation laws regarding Iwi Kupuna and associated sites and properties, including with respect to our island borough councils and State Historic Preservation Division borough site programs. OHA is therefore proposing to convene a single working group to focus on the following. So what I've done here, and I will be sending this to all of you through your emails, okay? Is again, the seven primary areas they wanna focus on. And of course, with each area, they want to look at what is or are the concerns, but more importantly, what are solutions? Yeah, what could be solutions? That's more important. Yeah, it's easy to complain, but offering solutions is more important. Yeah, to me, that's more critical thinking. So there have been numerous concerns over the years. And I will also say there's even contemplation of maybe seeing if this whole program can go under OHA. But again, some people have concerns about that. But here's 7 points that they would like whoever's going to submit testimony to engage in. Some people may only look at numbers 1 and 2. Some people may look at just number 3, or some people may want to address all 7. All 7. Okay. Also, I think it was last month in the OHA newspaper, I think Kehau Abad and Hale Aloha did a piece on the Barrels program, what has worked, what hasn't worked, that kind of stuff as well. Hale Aloha, of course, was one of the initiators of the initial barrel law that was created. Of course, he's been a member of Hui Malama o Naivi for many, many years as well. Yeah, with Antipua, Kanaka Ole, and Anko Ed, Kanahele. and of course been instrumental in getting a lot of our EV and our funerary objects returned to Hawaii, and even using the NACPRA law for museums here in the United States. Okay. So the request is that one, that hopefully everybody that sits in this council would be able to address some of these points here and be able to submit testimony. Some people are going to be submitting written testimony and visual testimony because we're quite sure we're going to probably have to do this over Zoom. We have been requested to submit the recommendations to the legislature by December. Yeah. But they are requesting, at least the working group, the HONI working group is requesting that whoever plans on submitting testimony, if at least we can get the testimony by mid to late September, it would be greatly appreciated. So the working group can start to look through it, start to decipher what information is being shared as far as concerns and solutions. And then of course, being able to address the legislature with what the working group feels might be ways to make the program, enhance the program, both from the State Historic Preservation Division side and also us as Borough Council, help to reinforce our Kuleana as Borough Council members as well. Okay. So for example, when I look at the determined ways to strengthen protection and improve resources for Native Hawaiian burials, what came to mind right off the top of my head was Clifford, what you always propose about the bonds, right? You know, that might be an area that might go in, for example, yeah? Start to look at ways that it can be strengthened because we've been informed by the attorneys that that's not possible at this point in time, but why can't it be possible? Yeah, why can't it be possible? You know, it needs to be possible. So again, looking at ways we can, you know, it's been 30 years since the burial laws have been passed and the councils have been been functioning. And unfortunately, there's still pilikia. There's still pilikia, yeah? Okay. So any questions for me right now, folks? Anybody? Yes, Clifford.
Yeah, so it's my question on jurisdiction. There's a question about jurisdiction here in the state of Hawaii relative to the Kingdom of Hawaii. I get all of that. But for the people ourselves, we're guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution freedom of speech. When we default to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, we default to the state of Hawaii, part of the United States. We have a history by our Iwi Kupuna that we've been here longer than they have. Why are we defaulting to the intruders when we as the original people are guaranteed our voice as described in the U.S. Constitution? So I would just say this. I appreciate Malia Kutagawa. I know she's an excellent attorney. We need some constitutional lawyers that are on this thing that will represent our interests where we don't have to default to the state. Having to default to the Senate or to the House, we lower our position. We give up our right. And that's the thing that kind of bothers me. When the lineal descendants come here and they petition before us, they're petitioning as what? Representing whom? The kupuna that were here under, not the US. So by matter of occupation and possession, they're in the aina, which is the issue. And the rule, I get the thing about Liliuokalani surrendering her enforcement rights and blah, 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 and all of that other stuff. But we today, we should be able to see what it is that we need done as a people that we can stand up here, not be intimidated by any state agency, any intruder, or someone who's trying to figure out what we're doing back in Washington, D.C. So we as an independent group should be able to do this. The people that you cited, they've been in this game a long time. There are a lot of other people that have been in this game a lot longer and who have made clear movement as far as the individual rights of the individual Kanaka Maoli here. So I think we need a broader scope of people participating and not just those that are on the state or employed by the state so that we can get a fair representation of the people, especially the Iwi that we're representing. And hopefully the issues that we start to address become wider and broader than just whether or not we cap the burial cave or not. So this issue, as you pointed about the bonding, that's an opportunity for us to participate in the capitalistic system equal to their language financially. We're denied that. Based upon what? Some bullshit from some politician who doesn't know shit from Shinola? That's my Olelo Hawaii, how I speak it. If you need a translation for that, call me up. I'm good to tell you. So anyway, my point is basically this. We're here at a threshold where we can truly be independent, or we're going to continue to be what? still shaking farts out of sheet in the travel business and them telling us that's our economy? Total bullshit. Thank you.
Hello, Clifford. And just so you know, that same EK that you and Manal, you just shared, has been shared within our working group as well. Just so you know. Okay, just so you know. But we're looking at this as at least as an opportunity to start the process somewhere. And within these things we're looking at here, that exactly what you said should be mentioned. Should be mentioned. I know when the Department of Justice came through years ago and wanted to know what kind of relationship should they establish with the Hawaiians. And I was very impressed that almost everybody who stood up to talk, Hawaiian or not, basically said, leave us alone, go home. You know, and nothing's happened since then, unfortunately. Well, we better shut that up. Yeah. They opened up a can of worms, but I was very encouraged by that, for sure. But again, this is opportunity. Again, you don't have to participate. I understand that, man, believe me. But again, unfortunately, this is the parameters we have to work in right now. But again, I'll admit, I'm one of the first ones that said that mentioned them. I'm really concerned about having it under OHA. It's just another state organization. And I've been mentioning those kind of things, yeah? And yes, the people that are there have been working for the state in many different ways, but at the same time, they've been doing due diligence as best as they can to try to malama the Ibi and the Lino and cultural descendants as well. But again, that's where, to me, when we look at solutions, that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. You know, we're trying to brainstorm other ways of doing it. One of our members of our Honi group mentioned that through NAGPRA, that might be a possibility, but again, it's a federal program, but Hale Aloha said that's not possible. That's not possible. You know, everybody would like to see some kind of, at least in the Honi group I can mention, would like to see some form of an independent group doing it. And of course, the idea would be whatever organization does take it over, or if it stays with Shifty, but if it does move to another organization, then the funding would go with it. That's the idea also, yeah? And as we know, when we're working within the system, our hands are bound. I mean, you know, it is limited in terms of what we can and cannot do. But this at least gives us an opportunity to start that discussion and hopefully get some really good feedback, you know? And I think if they start hearing exactly, you know, from many different people, what you're saying, Clifford, I think that's very important for them to hear. And I totally agree that there's been others that have been involved with this a lot longer than 1989. And I would like to enlist their kokua with submitting testimony as well. You know, I've already had a conversation with, at least with Jimmy Medeiros. And he even asked me that, oh, Nale, can I bring in some of the OGs? I said, please do. Please do, because we need their Manawan Ike as well. So what would really help though with this is that definitely getting testimony from those that, again, either A, have had dealings with Shifty that didn't work out too well, or it was a rough road to get there. And of course, B would be those who have had the opportunity to sit on the Barrel Council, Barrel Councils throughout Paiaino Hawaii'i, from its inception all the way up to the present. Unfortunately for us here in Hawaii Island, many of those kupuna that I was blessed to sit with in the first few years I sat on are no longer with us, such as Uncle Eli Nahulu, Uncle Papa Hawaii, Auntie Pele Hanoa, Auntie Ulu Garmin, you know, people like that. So they're no longer with us, yeah? But again, that would have been awesome to get testimony from them. But we do still have Keke Kikipi, you know, with us for sure. Who's having this? Charlie Young is another one that always offered some good mana'o. And there's been my wife sat on the council, and there's been Auntie Maxine, and there's been a lot of council members, yeah? So the idea is to get as much from our community to show that there is concerns, but again, to show that we want to be able to do something constructive with the concerns that are being raised. But again, Clifford, I hear you loud and clear, man. Totally, I hear you loud and clear. Anybody else, any Ike Mana'o they'd like to share right now?
Yeah, I want to share something in Kalamai, Chair. We were in Hana a couple of weeks ago celebrating the lives of Parley Kanaka'ole and Eric Kanaka'ole, and Ed Kaivi was there. And one of the things that they shared was, and many of the people in Hana feel the same way, what Clifford was talking about. How can we work in a system that doesn't recognize us as a working group, valid or strong enough? And I think one of the things that the kupuna shared was, especially Uncle Eric's wife, Yvonne, she said, and, you know, they've been working on this for many years, and Shifty never did step up for the people in Hana. That's their mana'o, yeah. and then and they view these they like to watch the all of the Barrel Council meetings because it's available to the public. But it's a concern, and I echo Clifford's Manao that it's difficult to work in two worlds. And it's important to know that, you know, as Uncle Eric folks, Uncle Parley folks that went to Congress in their malo and said that, you know, you disrespect our Ivi Kupuna, you're going to feel the vengeance of the heavens from our Kupuna. And it's something to really look at, especially in this working group. I see it's a wonderful thing to do. It's a start. But, you know, my concern is, will it fall upon deaf ears? It's the only thing. It's my manao.
Mahalo nui, Uncle Desmond. Also, I do want to include that in the House, it was Senator Mark, I forget his last name, he's from our district, who initiated the resolution in the House. And it was Lorraine Inouye that initiated the resolution in the Senate. Actually, that made a lot of us concerned, because the Senator Inouye is definitely most times against Native Hawaiian issues. She's voted against Native Hawaiian issues numerous times.
Yeah.
Mark Nakashima, him as well. So we had to really ask, you know, why are they all of a sudden supporting these things? You know, I mean, it begs the question.
Election year coming up.
Election year coming up, you know. Also, it might be, oh, let's give it to OHA, that we don't have to worry about funding it anymore, you know. But the idea is that if it does go to OHA, the funding goes with it. It ain't like the funding's going to stay with Shipley. You know, that kind of stuff, yeah. That was the idea. But again, you know, OHA unfortunately is suspect as well, because in reality they signed off on Honokahaua years ago. They had signed off on it, yeah. So that's why initially when these barrel programs were created, there were two choices: either put it under OHA or put it under SHPTI. I think it was at that time it was just created, if I'm mistaken, within the cultural branch, if I'm mistaken, based on the history of Kai and Hale Aloha. And then, of course, because OHA signed off on it back then, that it was okay what was going on there, everybody felt, don't give it to OHA, let's try to give it to SHPTI instead. But of course, 30 years later, it hasn't worked out that well either. But again, like I said, there is concerns given it, looking at OHA taking over the reins of this as well. Anybody else, any questions or anything? But what's here? Again, this is not a have to. It's just based upon if you want to, fine. If not, hey, I understand. Although if it's because of valid concerns, as was mentioned by Clifford and Uncle Desmond, then I totally understand that as well. I personally think that would be helpful also. Because you know, they got like, if there's 800 people that submit testimony and 758 say we need our sovereignty back. I mean, that says something, yeah? But then again, it would probably definitely fall on deaf ears then, because the legislators, yeah. I will also say this, that the Senate resolution was a heck of a lot stronger than the House resolution. The Senate resolution, pretty much whatever outcomes we're hoping would happen from the Honi organization, it was pretty much to the letter, to the word, was within the state historic, within the Senate resolution, but the House one was totally bastardized. Hardly any inkling of the resolution of what we were hoping to get done, but OHA, what they want to do is take the best of both and put it together. Yeah, that's what they wanted to do. In other words, everything you see here in the Senate resolution is what we wanted. Within the House, I think they only wanted like number one, and that was it. You know, the House resolution. Yeah, but OHA said no. They'll take the best of both, and then they'll put it together. Also, the UH Law School is going to be involved with this as well, in terms of looking at the information that's being submitted, the testimony is being submitted, and then, of course, using their legalese eyes to see what can happen as well, to give input also. Yes, Clifford.
So rather than this being an individual thing, can you put this out as a petition where we get multiple people signing? In that, the state is mandated to address the voice of the citizenry. So it's not a specific thing just to the Kanakama older community, but everyone. So if you have at least 325 items on any type of agenda, that's considered under the rules of statistics to be the thought of the majority. So that I'm sure we can get more than 325 that will mandate the courts to take another look at this. So the integrity of what we're doing by their rules, they have to accept it. This bullshit about whether they decide, oh, we're going to hear it or not, or oh, or shifty, that's total bullshit. So if we play according to their rules, they're mandated by their law, the U.S. Constitution, they have to follow that. That supersedes any county, state, agency, or whatever. DLNR hides conveniently as the real organization who runs this state, protected by all these other agencies that are protecting it. So I'm just suggesting that this process be put out as a petition where we get as many people as possible to sign this thing. And then that becomes a matter of fact and not conjecture. We're all submitting on this one form that we agree to in part or in total, and let them work it out. I mean, we was trying to spoon feed the state as to what we want. That's just insane. This is our INA, not theirs. Yeah. So we need to be responsible for what we have, and we need to act responsible. So everybody who's got their ass on this motu, they all should sign. Or they should do something, the X mark, whatever it is. And let them prove that these people who've signed to this, that they're not real. Get them off their ass and let this thing be productive. In that, we'll have more options in negotiating the outcome. Right now, it's all offered on one plate. Well, is that a Hawaiian Homes issue, or it's a OHA issue, or it's a SHPTE issue? That's where we're getting screwed. We need to increase the predictable outcome to be positive on our side. And in doing that, we need multiple options, not just one thing. So I would just petition to you, Baranale, as the chair, that maybe this could be made as a petition. So we would have, get some of these tourists to sign it too. As if they're an American, if they're covered in the Constitution, which provides their jurisdiction for everyone here in Hawaii, everybody here. So we should have at least a minimum of 280,000 signatures on this. This is the Kanaka community. Include everybody else, just local residents. We got 1.4 million. They got to pay attention to this thing. So I just wanted to share that.
Mahalo, Clifford, for sharing that. That is an excellent idea. And I also believe in multifaceted approaches, multi-pronged attacks, but that's like a better term, using military terminology. Which didn't work too well in Afghanistan, but anyway. And they don't even take their own country. How's that, these guys, you know? Anyway, I digress. But thank you for that. It's an excellent solution, a suggestion, Clifford. Mahalo plenty. Thank you for that one. It's a good one.
No.
Anybody else, anything with regards to this proposal, what I'm proposing this is a proposal, of course, but more importantly, to be transparent and keep you guys in the loop, what's happening, yeah? Okay, last time, I at least introduced it a couple times, I think the meeting before, and then got a little more in-depth last meeting. And then now as we're starting getting actually print on paper, we can start to disseminate certain information to everybody, yeah? It's been amazing, again, what Kai's been able to unearth in the last couple months, documents from the 90s and all, and it's like, wow, totally forgot about that. But bring back sometimes some good feelings, and it also brings back some, oh my God, I don't want to hear that place again, you know, that issue again. It makes you a little bit sad of what took place, yeah, what took place. Anybody else, anything? If not, then like I said, Scott, please.
Yeah, you know, these seven talking points, you gotta look at these house rules and stuff. You gotta look at the intent. The intent is to improve the situation. The intent is to take care of mismanagement or whatever, but that I know for a fact that intent from the Senate or the House is not to go independent. So to me, the seven working talking points is what we gotta do. You know, looking for get independence from the state and all that, that's fine, but let's wait on the road. Right now, I think what you guys are asking, or you and that working group is asking for comments or solutions of how we can solve these problems, these seven problems. So that's my mano.
Mahalo, Scott. And again, hit the nail on the head. Yeah. We're hoping, again, instead of just offering complaints, again, offer solutions.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. You don't get to see that too often. Most times just complaining, yeah, which is important. That starts a solution process, but that's the goal. But you're pretty much correct. You're pretty much correct. Yeah, I mean, we're looking at it, at least it's a process in the direction we want to go, you know.
And so my question to you, Nale, is,
yes,
is this these seven talking points, is that for each borough council to work on and go back to the working group, or how does this thing work?
Yes, the idea was to solicit Ike or Manao based on these seven. For example, some person, like I said, an individual may only have information that they want to share for numbers 1 and 2, for example, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah? So this is actually going to be testimony that will be submitted to the legislature, yeah, for sure. And then, again, of course, there's some groups, they can address all seven because of their history and their time on borough councils or being involved with those issues, that kind of stuff, yeah? And it's not only for borough council members and or Kanaka that have come before the borough council. It's for anybody who definitely has Ike or Manao to share, but it seems to be more valid from those who actually have worked in the process, yeah? You know, like mm-hmm. us guys on the council, and of course, people that have engaged with the SHPTE and DLNR as well.
Okay, mahalo.
So for example, there might be those who have concerns about their lineal cultural descendancy, for example, yeah? Which we know we run into that a few times, yeah, for sure. And we don't mean it, the whole issue of inadvertence. I always like the idea is that, you know, why don't we get a review of what's happening with these, you know, we pass a borough treatment plan and we never hear nothing of it again, you know? To me, we should be getting updates. And I know, I think Clifford's mentioned it himself and a few others as well. You know, and definitely when it's done, you know, what does the final version look like? You know, and more importantly, as years go on, which is the next concern I want to bring up, is the site still being protected? As it's mentioned, Borough Treatment Plan, if they're going to be taking care of the grass and all that kind of stuff, are they doing these things? Yeah. And if not, what kind of, how can we follow up? What can happen? What can happen? I saw in the paper, for example, the other day that I guess somebody had, was it in Kona, had destroyed a bunch of sites and got fined, what, $143,000? About time. but anyway, I thought that was impressive for sure. But again, I know in our borough sides of things, we've had that same issue for many, many years, you know, and no major fines or nothing really happening. Yeah, so I was very happy to see that something finally happened, you know, because of the permits, that kind of stuff. But the permitting process, you know, the state doesn't seem to know what the county is doing. The county don't know what the state doing. I mean, you know, that's been a big pinnacle all these years, you know. So there's been many, many flaws within this process. And therefore, the goal would be to address those flaws and again, hopefully offer solutions, recommendations of how we can rectify the situation. Yes, that is the goal. So the request from the working group, this is not the working group yet, the HONI, the Hui Ola Na Ibi Kupuna, is basically again to request if borough councils could submit testimony again on any one of these or all of these, depending on what you want to. And of course, secondly, reaching out to members from your districts to see if they would be willing to submit testimony as well. Yeah. And that also is not only those of us sitting on the council now, but those who sat on the councils previously as well. That's pretty much what all the different borough councils are trying to solicit testimony from their from the constituency. Yes, Clifford.
Hey, so can you make this in a petition form? Just do what you put here and just, you know, signature, blah, blah, whatever you need to facilitate a petition. Then we can just get this and pass this out and people can start signing this bloody thing and then we'll mail it back to you.
Yeah. Solid. It is possible, but because I'm part of that larger group, I just need to take it to the group. That's all. We are meeting this week.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
But I know that knowing this group, I know they're going to think this is an excellent idea. It's just more ammunition, for like again a better term. Yeah, more e-haze. More e-haze. So again, that's a good one, Clifford. Thank you. Anybody else again with this? Again, I will be emailing this to you. Like I said, I'm at work right now, but as soon as Pau Hana, I will start the email of this information that has been shared with us. So you guys have more information as well yourselves.
Kalena has a question, I think.
Who's this? Kalena. Sorry, Kalena. Yes, Kalena.
Thank you. I was just wondering if we could, if you guys could reach out also to some of the archaeology firms that have a lot of Hawaiians that work with them, because I think they want to work too to make it have productive outcomes that care for our iwi kupuna. I'm thinking like Noho Papa or Huliao Pa'a, some of our, you know, Hawaiian stewards that care for the aina would be interested probably in, you know, submitting something here, some of their mana'o.
Thank you, Kalena, for including that. I totally spaced that, but that was one of, that was a third component. Lokalani Brandt, for example, might want to submit testimony as an example, yeah? Just so you know, also, Kalena, Huliao Pa'a will have a seat on the working group. Okay, that was one of the groups that was requested that they have a seat on the working group as well. So we're happy about that. They're doing some fabulous stuff. I've attended a couple of their workshops, and I'm just very impressed with the amount of information they have. I was teaching a college class. It'd be awesome to use that stuff in the college class for sure. I should be using it in high school. Never mind. Work in progress. But thanks. Thank you, Kalena. You're definitely right. You're definitely right. So please reach out to those interested members as well. Thank you. Thank you, Kalena. Okay, if there's nothing else about this, then I'm going to move on to just another item of concern that I just want to bring up to everybody so everybody knows what's happening. Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to stop sharing then. Kale, just real quickly, did Jimmy talk to you about the reason why he needed to get a hold of me?
No.
Okay.
I can speak to that if you need, but did he reach out to you and get a hold of you?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Yeah, he actually asked me for your contact information, so I reached out to Kale.
Okay, thank you, La. Mahalo nui. And you know what it's all about, La?
I have a general understanding of it. I didn't get to talk to him too much. I just wanted to make sure he got... was able to get in touch with you.
Okay. Mahalo nui for that. So I was able to get a hold of talk to him, and basically what it is that there is a iwi on the Henry Street area that already has a BTP associated with it. There's been a lineal descendant connected to it and all, but unfortunately now the homeless are camping on the burials as well. They're camping again. Every time the grass grows there, it's right way in the open. It's by a low income housing area. It's supposed to be ali'i burials. So Jimmy basically did due diligence. He called DoCare. They're ready to go. He called the county. They're ready to step in to remove the rubbish. But when he tried to contact the lineal descendant, no response from the lineal descendant. Tried to contact him 8 times and nothing yet. Nothing yet from the lineal descendant, as far as I know. So he wants to move on it, man, because he felt that since there's a lineal descendant attached, he's going to follow protocols and let the lineal descendant lead that initiative. Lead that charge, but again, he gets no callback, nothing, and therefore, he just feels like we got to move on this. Yes, Clifford.
So, when a person comes and petitions before the burial council to be recognized as a lineal descendant, and the burial council makes that decision, there's an implication of authority over the burial council to do that. In the event that this lineal descendant fails to take the responsibility that we recognize that he should have, shouldn't the burial council's authority supersede that of this lineal descendant that you can't find, and the council therein bring that to our agenda as to how we should respond to that? If we're charged for the integrity and the responsibility of the iwi, that doesn't go away. That's constant with what I'm led to believe the burial council to be. The individual doesn't have that same type of commitment. It's an inference based upon the council that we assume, being a lineal descendant, that he or she will have that responsibility. But in the absence that they don't, then it would appear to me by agency, we are responsible. So that the state can't say, we tried to get a hold of them, we couldn't, so that's why we got all the homeless. And the issue of the homeless, what evil are we talking about? The one in the aina, the one walking around on the aina. So these people are homeless. What about that iwi? You know what I mean? so that we get our shit together and we're steady across the board. Our logic is linear and it's clean. It's not all upside down like the state of confusion. So that therein we become the example where we're not looking for another agency or a group, something like we stand who we are, we Ku'e being who we are, as an example to this bullshit government who needs to get their shit together. Thank you.
Thank you, Clifford. Mahalo nui. La?
You may have already said this. Who's the, burial site is on, who's the landowner?
I can't recall the landowner right now. But you know, when you're going down, it's on Henry Street, when you're going down Henry Street towards Kuakini, it's on the left-hand side.
On Henry Street, so above Queen Kahumanu, below
Queen Kahumanu.
Below. Between low-income housing.
Between Queen Kahumanu and Kuakini. When you're going down, there's a new road that was created.
Yeah, the brand new road. It's right there.
Right, and then over there, there's that low-income housing right over there. Mm-hmm. The burials are actually almost, they pretty much abut the homeless. The
both sides.
No, that one side.
Okay.
And I know when I was on the council, that concern was before us quite a few times. And I guess when I wasn't sitting on council, BTP was finally approved. And I guess Elena Descendant was recognized as well.
May I ask Kea a question really quick?
Please.
As far as this situation where we have, I know Uncle Jimmy is a descendant of Kwana, but so we have a community member who reaches out because of something like this. They reach out to burial council. What is our process then as a burial council? What can we do and what is our responsibility when somebody comes to us? Is it to bring it to your attention? What are the steps that are taken from there?
Yeah, it would be bring it to my attention. So I didn't know that's what Jimmy was calling you for, but I am familiar with the situation. And okay. So, you know, I have been in touch with DoCare. One of the problems that DoCare is having, and actually I was just in Kona on Monday for something unrelated, but I did drive past the site and, you know, I couldn't see the person there. And I think DoCare is having that problem. Every time they drive past, they can't locate the person. So they don't know if he's coming, you know, at night or if he left, if it's abandoned, if he abandoned that area. And so, you know, they can't kick out somebody who they can't find. And so that was the last time I spoke to Jimmy. So I didn't know he eventually got a hold of the county and they're willing to go in and remove, you know, whatever belongings are still in there. But so in a process like this, you know, if somebody does reach out to you guys, you guys can contact me and I would go here. I would call DoCare to initiate the investigation and to inspect the site.
Okay, maybe DoCare got to show up in a bus up car instead of those nice big white trucks. You know, then they want to know, the brother's here. It's too late. We busted. But, you know.
Yeah. And I think the one DoCare officer I was talking to said he went out twice at different times of the day and he wasn't able to see, you know, any person in the site. And when I drove past, it was, I think, about 11 o'clock in the afternoon and nobody was there.
I know they, if I'm saying, they built the stone walls. Every time it seems like when the grass starts to grow high, that's when it seems to be inundated with those who are houseless. Those that are houseless, yeah. Okay.
Is there interpretation on that burial? I don't know what the BTP is. So
as far as signage,
signage,
I'm not too sure what the final BTP was either. Because as far as I can remember, I wasn't on the council. I remember it came before us when I was on the council, and I think right after I left. It was passed. Yeah, it was passed. Mm-hmm. And because at that time we didn't have any lineal descendants. And if I'm mistaken, Jimmy said he, like I said, eight times, and he has even spoken to the secretary of this person. So the person knows Jimmy's been trying to contact him. Yeah, but I agree. If a lineal descendant isn't willing to step up, then A, they should be reneged from that, taken out of that, because you're not taking care of your kuleana, especially if that's the highest level of kuleana you got. And then in lieu of not having one, then of course that's our Kulianov will step in and try to rectify again the situation. Yeah. You know, but it's kind of sad when I heard that, you know. But again, I'm not implying anything or suggesting nothing, but I have heard from other council members as well on this Honi or group that we're part of, is that they do notice sometimes that some people will request Lindo Coaches send in almost like a merit badge, an extra badge of honor or something, in other words, yeah? Looks good on the resume, that kind of stuff, yeah? Which is sad to hear. Because, but again, the reality is when you act like that, things happen, man. What goes around comes around, yeah? You know, but anyway, that's that. Yes, Kalena.
I was wondering if somebody else could reach out to the lineal descendant that maybe it might make a difference. Like Kea, I would even call too. I mean, just if they're not responding after 8, it might just be maybe they're intimidated by Jimmy or something, and maybe they just need a different person to call. Well, it's just a thought.
This person is a politician and is not intimidated by nobody.
Okay.
I can tell you that right now.
All right.
It's a hot issue, a political issue, yeah, houselessness. Yeah. That if you looked at trying to kick somebody off the thing, oh, look, you know, take care of the homeless, he's kicking them off as well. You know, so I wonder about that from a political perspective, yeah. But again, Jimmy said he feels that the lineal descendant knows he's been trying to contact him. And Jimmy said he would apply for lineal descendancy himself. He's quite sure he'd be able to get it, but he says knowing the process, it might be 6 or 8 months before he gets recognized. You know, so he said, you know, he just wanted to get in there and just take care of his Kuleana right away if can. But again, trying to get assistance from the lineal descendant. Get assistance from the lineal descendant. That was the idea. So, Kea, you have been in touch then with DoCare yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Mahalo for that. Thank you. And again, that was a response. Every time they show up, the guy's not there. Well, usually during the day, they're on the move. Yeah, nighttime is when they need places for hunker down. Okay, well, I just wanted to bring up that since we are talking about responsibilities and all too, just to bring that up as well. And as far as I have nothing else, folks, unless somebody else does. Anybody at this point in time? Well, again, as always, I thank everybody for being here today. Mahalo nui loa. Thank you for listening. Again, check your emails because I will be sending information out to you shortly with regards to this recent initiative that's taking place. And I always appreciate all you guys are doing. Always, mahalo nui. Mahalo nui to everybody. Greatly appreciate it, yeah. I always say this is out of probably all the different commissions or councils throughout the Pai Aina, I always felt this is probably one of the most honorable ones. To Malama the Ivi, and then after that, the Water Commission and the Land Commission. Those are the next ones, yeah? But to me, to be able to Malama Ivi is such an honorable thing to do. And say, so if I could sit on this council my whole life, I sure would, because it's just, it's awesome. It's awesome. So if there's nothing else then, our next HIBC meeting is scheduled for Thursday, September 16th, 2021. And I guess I'm going to presume for right now, based upon where we're at with COVID, it's probably going to be Zoom again. Kea?
Yeah, so I know at the last meeting, I said we might start transitioning back into in-person meetings. And that was based on one of the governor's proclamations that virtual meetings were allowed for boards and commissions. And so had the proclamation expired, everybody would have been forced to do in-person meetings. But I think right before it expired, you know, we started to get that surge and he signed another proclamation extending the use of virtual meetings. And I think in either January or February, you know, the legislature already approved or passed a new law that allows state boards and commissions to hold virtual meetings if they want to. So I think as long as the proclamation carries to December, virtual meetings will be, permittable legally.
Mahalo nui for that update. Thank you. Clifford?
On these virtual meetings, are we allowed to charge for our lunch expense? Seriously.
You know,
taking time.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the deal?
I can ask our administrative specialist at SHPD if they're, you know, I'll let them know that HIBC has that question.
Mahalo, Kim.
I mean, I think it's fair. I think it's fair.
Thank you, Clifford. Mahalo, Clifford. It's a good one. How about mileage from the bed to the chair and back?
I like the motion. We have one of our meetings either in Papeete, Tahiti, or maybe Western Apia, Western Samoa. Just throwing it out there in case anybody wants to.
I have housing in both sites, so we're all good to go. We just got to get there.
How about Uopo and Marquesas' uncle? Uncle Desmond, how about Uopo? Marquesas' too?
Not a problem.
Yeah, I like the Marquesas. That place is solid, man.
Oh, yeah, very.
Okay.
And I just want to mention that I've mentioned about lunch for many times. And if you look at the record, I did request lunch, so.
mahalo to everybody.
I see this message from Angela saying,
yes,
I'll miss you all when you go back to in person. And so, you know, one of the things I was thinking of that, you know, if the council agrees to it is that, you know, maybe they might be okay with incorporating a Zoom meeting into their regular rotation that allows for people from, you know, our regular rotation is Hilo Kona, Hilo Kona, but you know, maybe they might be willing to do Hilo Kona Zoom, Hilo Kona Zoom, that gives people, you know, on the mainland or the neighbor islands an opportunity to join in on the meetings when, you know, because there's a lot of people that try to come to the meetings and they can never make it. And so, you know, if that's something, but I would leave that up to the council to decide if that's what they wanted to do. But, you know, it would give people like Angela an opportunity to continue to attend the meetings periodically.
I second that motion.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Well, I've always, hold on just a minute, folks. This is peace. I always felt that I always enjoy our in-person meetings, but I've definitely enjoyed the Zoom because primarily it affords anybody in the world to be able to attend. And I think that's very important. It makes it more transparent, and it gives more opportunity for people to share their Ike and their Manao, which I like. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. So if it would be possible, I would definitely support that. Okay. But make sure we get the lunch though. Yeah, that's the main one. But anyway, that's the main one right now, the lunch. One track mind. How about the breakfast? We didn't get breakfast yet. But stay away from the Subway, right, Uncle? You said Subways?
Yeah, not Subway. Don't get breakfast sandwich from Subway.
Okay.
No.
Mahalo nui.
McDonald's is better, so.
Well, again, thank you everybody for being here once again. Mahalo nui. Hope you have a great weekend ahead of you. Please give aloha to your families always. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Yeah. If I could have a motion to close the meeting, and then after that, if I can ask Uncle Desmond to send us on our happy way. Could I get a motion to close the meeting? To end the meeting, sorry.
I move to adjourn. Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go.
So motion has been made by Uncle Desmond, seconded by Kalena, that we adjourn for our August 19, 2021 meeting. Any discussion? Again, all those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye. Hapai kalima, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, aole. The ayes have it. So again, mahalo nui, folks. And again, if Uncle Desmond can send us on our way, we truly appreciate it. Mahalo nui.
Mahalo ki akua me tini ko me amakua e puli kako. Ka malamalama o ki akua e ho'opuna mai a kako. Ki aloha o ki akua e kipuna mai a kako. Ka mana o ki akua e ho'opakele mai a kako. Ke alo e o ke ako e malama mai a kako. Makahi a kako e hele aku ai e hako no. Amene.
Amene. Mahalo everybody. Aloha. Hui ho. Malama kono. Take care. Aloha.
Hui ho.
Safe journey.